And I am back, baby! It is Just the Tip with your host, JJ. Come on, baby, let me in. Just the Tip. Let's not be friends. I feel that there's an intro song there somewhere. But, anyways, guys, yeah, it's been a while. Sorry about a little bit of an extra wait there, but I was super sick. As you will probably tell as this podcast goes on, and my voice cuts out, and I feel like I'm gonna die. But coughing up green phlegm is done, so I think I can spare you guys the trouble of having to hear the audio for that. So today's topic that I thought I'd go into is dating Japanese girls. Now, I don't really care if this offends anyone. So, if you're easily offended or you're a social justice warrior, this podcast is not for you. And I warn you now so that you have nothing to bitch about because you have been pre-warned. If you continue now, you just want to start a fight with me, and that proves you guys and your cause all wrong and that you should be thrown into some landfill in some crazy ass country. So, yeah, dating Japanese girls. I've been in Japan for 7, 8 years now. And girls I actually like dated for more than a week, I'd say is somewhere around 20, come on. And not that I didn't want to. Sometimes one night stands were really good that I wanted to continue them, but that girl did not, and that's her right as a woman. Hey, see? I could be a nice guy with women rights talking about sex and interracial relationships. But on the other hand, does it work? No. And I apologize to any of my friends that are listening to this that are in relationships with Japanese girls right now. But not to say that it can't work at all, I guess, but seriously, there's so many factors or roadblocks in a relationship when you have people from different countries getting together. If you're Japanese and Korean, well, hell, there's a history and your family trying to cut you guys out of the picture and all that stuff. I don't have to worry about that. I'm Canadian. Everyone loves Canadians. But I love that. That's my thing. I always throw the Canadian in there. People make fun of Canadians for having no history. I go, yeah, you know what? We also don't have any wars, and that's why the rest of the world loves us. And we love you too. But going back to relationships, yes. So I have some friends in relationships, and they're doing great. My buddy Justin, who was on here just a while ago, he just got married. Congratulations to him. They're a really good couple and really cute. But in the most part, yeah, there's so many roadblocks and stumbles with foreigners. Foreigners. That's what they even call us here in Japan. They call us gaijin. The kanji is for outside, and jin is people. So people outside the country. Yeah. And we're called that constantly. Or now they say gaikokujin, which is supposed to be very nicer, but it's like foreign country people. Why can't they just call us jin, people? I don't know. But yeah, going back. So roadblocks. So one of the roadblocks we have is the language barrier. So for example, when I first had my first girlfriend here in Japan, I thought I was in love. We ended up dating for 3 years with two and a half maybe of that being long distance, which sucked. But hey, I do martial arts, so I'm always busy. But yeah, I didn't speak the greatest Japanese then, and it would just be annoying and stressful for me. I'd go out, we'd sing karaoke with just me, the only gaijin, foreign country person, and the rest were Japanese, and they'd be like singing la 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 la. And they'd laugh and have jokes, and I'd be sitting there with my girlfriend the whole time being like, what did he say? What did he say? That sounded funny. What did he say? And of course, she never said it, but yeah, it was annoying as hell. I get the same thing on the reverse path that I'm hanging out with foreign friends, and my Japanese girl doesn't understand what the hell we're talking about. What did they say? What did they say? What did they say? And I was like, get out of here. Or more like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Or that Key & Peele sketch. Where they climb up in a tree and they're like, and I said, bitch. Except that they don't know English, so you can actually say, you're a fucking bitch, and get away with it. Yeah, so language barrier is tough. And it took me a couple of years. Because after that 1 year in Osaka, I went back to Canada, then came back, and it was like starting all over again. Because once you're immersed in the language, your Japanese skyrockets. And then once you get outside of that, it plummets faster than like stock on fucking black dildos. I don't know. But yeah, fuck, did my Japanese suck when I came back. And then I got another girlfriend when I got back, and she was crazy, batshit crazy. She was pretty fluent in English, I think. And that was mainly because she had a foreign boyfriend before, which a lot of foreigners hate. They're like, ugh, they've been contaminated. But me, I'm like, whatever, you know. As long as they see I'm the best, I don't give a shit. And yeah, she liked black men before me, so hey, I got no complaints. I guess I did pretty good somewhere. Ba-bum-bum-psh. But yeah, so she was crazy as fuck. Basically heartbroken so many times, doesn't trust men, knows foreigners too well, and once a girl or even a guy is cheated on, they're never the same. I know another buddy who was cheated on, and he just never trusted women the same way again, and would basically just fuck around because women were untrustable and unworthy. I've never been cheated on myself. So I don't feel that pain, but yeah, I could see that. I could see how people go crazy. But with the crazy ex-girlfriend, I just kept forgiving her for all the shit she did. She'd like go spaz on me and jump out of the car once it's like parked on a highway to fight. And I got so pissed off once that I was just like, "Hey, fuck you." And then just drove home and she texted me 10 minutes later to come pick her up. And what did I do? I went back like a fool. Fool for the puss. Nah, I'm not that bad. But, I say but a lot, right? Guys, bear with me with that. Because you know my podcast is better than half the shit out there. So give me a bit to get into the groove. Yeah, so crazy girls. So if they speak English or if they had a foreign boyfriend, odds are they're pretty fucking crazy. That's so bad. Remember, this is a comedy podcast. Half the shit I'm spewing is just comedy. So hopefully the social justice warriors are gone. And if they're still here, remember, I fucking warned you. I fucking warned you. So yeah, we call those whitewashed, right? And then there was something like if a white guy is like completely Asian, they call them egg yolk or something. But now we just call them weebaboos. There's a lot of fucking weebaboos in Japan. But oh, let's see, there it is again. I'm gonna try to stop that. I promise. See, I call my own shit out. That's what we gotta do as human beings a lot, is you gotta stop and be like, "Yo, I fucked up. I apologize," and move on with your life. So yeah, crazy girls, whitewash girls. Then you got the really, I mean, they're everywhere in the world, not just Japanese, but you got the bar hoes, right? So you go to a bar, and guys are even worse. Like, woman, if any woman are listening, don't think I'm picking on you. Guys are fucking 10 times worse. So let's take Shibuya's most sexually transmitted diseased flown bar in Tokyo, and that's Shibuya Hub, right by the crossing. You go there, you're gonna find the bottom feeding, most lowest, bottom determinizing human beings in the evolution chain of human beings in one place. So if you go there, there's like the fucking, what are they called? The Turkish triplets, I call them. So there's three Turkish guys and they're there every fucking night, just trying to bone any new vagina that they can get their dirty, filthy fucking paws on. They don't even have hands. They have like paws. And not like a strong animal, like a bear paws. But they got like little fucking otter paws that look kind of fucking weird and squiggly, and fingers are way too long. Yeah, they're fucking weird. So those Turkish triplets go to this hub every fucking day, and you can notice them because they must have watched like all the seasons of Jersey Shore, because they got the same Jersey Shore haircut, the same fucking fake tan, and all this shit. But they come from this country that as long as I've lived on this planet, all I know is they have like fucking hot air balloons and like canyons. Turkey. And they're named after a delicious food, of course, right? So yeah, they're from Turkey, they do that, and I've literally seen them at the bar. I sat down at a table and watched them for 10 minutes. Yeah, because that's how fucking boring that place is to me. And they would go from one table, hit on a girl, a beautiful girl, and she'd be like, "Get the fuck out of my face, you Jersey Shore reject." And they would go to the next girl, who's like, "I just saw you try to pick up the hot girl. Why are you going to me for second best?" And then they would leave and pick up the other girl until they got to the most pathetic, desperate, mutated thing looking of a Japanese or maybe a mixed type girl. And then she'd be like, "Yeah, because I'm not getting laid. Hell yeah, I'm happy." And they would go with that. And then give that poor girl some kind of STD. And then you would go down and there'd be, what other guys are there? There's some friends that go there that are just horn dogs that I don't want to pick on. They're okay, I guess. No, they're good. They're my friends. But then you get the Japanese guys that go there, right? So there's a lot of Japanese guys that go there to, one, pick up on the same easy girls, or two, to talk English to Japanese foreigners. Those guys are cool. I don't mind talking to them for a bit. But when you're trying to have a beer with a friend, I used to go there just to, after work to talk with a friend. I wouldn't even care about the girls. But yeah, and that's a true story. And we would have some beers, and these guys would come up and like, "Oh, hey, how are you today?" We're fine. I mean, we're talking Japanese and chilling here. Because, yeah, I would go with Japanese guys. And they'd be like, yeah, cool. Oh, you're Japanese?" And he'd be like, "Yeah, hi, so this and that. Yes, I am." And they'd start speaking to him in Japanese. And then they'd turn to me and they'd be like, "Oh, yeah, so that's cool. You guys go to the same work." And I was like, "Fucking talk to me in Japanese. What's the point of me studying your damn language if you're just going to ignore me and talk to the friend beside me?" So going to a bar with a Japanese guy, at least those kind of, now any bar kind of in Japan, is fruitless if you want to improve your Japanese. And then the other type of guys are just normal guys that are passing through Japan that just want a couple days, I guess. But now to the girls, back to the girls again. So the type of Japanese girls that go there are girls that want foreigners, and that's why foreigners go there, right? Simple, isn't it? But the time that threw me off of the hub and I knew that I would never go there again was this one time that, well, I got to rewind the story a bit before we get to the hub part. So my buddy and me live close to each other where I live right now. He lives maybe a 5 minute walk from my house. And we used to go out and drinking all the time and we're really good buds and blah, blah, blah. But this one time I was on Tinder because I just broke up with my girlfriend and I was just looking to get laid. I mean, let's face it. That's why we use Tinder. But even that's so dirty here in Japan too, I delete it. So I was flicking through Tinder and I matched a girl. And I was like, "Oh, okay, she's kind of cute." And then the next minute, my friend, who lives 10 minutes down the road from me, texts me back a picture of him with a picture of the girl that just matched me on Tinder. And he's like, "I'll send her over after." And I was like, "Yeah, no, thank you." And anyway, so a couple days later, I went to the bar with him because he's one of those guys that love the Shibuya bar. It's just too easy, I guess. And we were at the bar together. And that girl came up and she's like, "Oh, hey, you're JJ. I seen you on the Tinder app. Yeah, we're gonna have sex tonight." And I was, "What? Damn, I've never had a girl be that forward with me before." And I was like, "Nah, I don't think I'll get that drunk tonight." And then she pulls out her phone and she shows me a list of like all the emoji icons of different countries. There was Africa and Canada and America and England. She's like, "Oh, look, I already have one, Canada. I guess I can make another one with you tonight, eh?" And then tried to like hug me. I was like, "Ew, no, get the fuck away from me." And I was pissed off. I was like, "Ew, no, I'm not a fuck." Sorry about that. I got a phone call in the middle of my podcast. So I forgot to turn on airplane mode, I guess. So continuing, yeah. So I pushed that girl off and I was like, "Yeah, get away from me, you pus-filled vagina slutty gutter bitch." Although in Japanese, it didn't sound that cool. And yeah, and then I was just like, I'm never getting a girl from a bar again. And in that hub, you'll see girls with like wedding ring fingers on, just trying to get away from their husband, which is another whole gross story of Japan. A lot of foreigners find that sexy. I find it revolting. I'm like, you're just as bad as the girl. And then there's just a bunch of crazy shit that happens at those bars. They're just really dirty bottom feeding girls. And then where was I in all this mess? Japan is crazy. And then there's good girls, right? So really, really nice, super cool, nice girls, which a lot of people end up finding. A lot of them find men in their circles in junior high school, and university. So you get circles, they call them in Japanese, which is basically groups or clubs from the school, like tennis club or whatever club, basketball, whatever, orchestra. And that's where they fall in love, or that's where they get asked out. And a lot of married couples in Japan actually start from those. True love, I guess, right? But for foreigners, our options are very tiny. It's either go to a bar, go to a club, or go to, well, join a club, actually. You can join clubs in Japan and meet good people through doing that. Or just talking to people on the street and not being a pussy. Which, hell, even I am some of the times. But it works. That I had a girl just a couple weeks ago, very beautiful, and she was staring me in the eyes on the train, like just smiling and shit. But unfortunately, I was going to an audition, and honey, I need money, so I didn't get to turn around and do that. I mean, I probably still should have. I'm guessing my martial art instructor is going to beat the shit out of me for not doing that one. Missed opportunity. And going back, so the last one is the really foreigners that have a horseshoe up their ass, and they meet the crazy, what we call gyaru, or they basically are Japanese models, but they work at bars that they make millions in. They're hostess bars, they're called. And their hostess bars are also ranked. So sometimes foreigners get hostesses from these bars and they're like, yeah, I got a hostess. But they're ranked. So in Tokyo, there's like probably 300,000 or something hostesses. So the usual foreigner that gets one is probably, ranked 299,000. The top like 500 girls are probably so rich that, yeah, they don't even go outside unless it's through a limo. So foreigners getting that, yeah, it's probably unheard of. And then of course you have the yakuza that basically take hold of those girls right away and own them. I've heard a story from a buddy, I can't say any names, but he actually had a little bit of a higher up, one of those girls. He's a really tall motherfucker and good looking. And he was telling me the stories his girl said, and it was crazy. So we're gonna dive into that now. He said that his girl wanted to marry him and she was in love with him and she was super beautiful, but her ex-boyfriend was ex-yakuza and he wanted her back. And he was telling her, she was telling him all these crazy stories, like she went backstage with Backstreet Boys, she got to meet all these famous people because of him. And when she found out her ex-mafia boyfriend wanted her back, she was like, sorry, I can't see you anymore. He'll literally kill you. And that's the last he heard of her until like recently, he told me, which was crazy. But she would pick him up in like, a souped up car. Basically, you're kind of these girls' bitches because, like, what do you have to offer them, right? Except your dick, but they can get that or whatever the hell they want. So they found something they like in you that they can't find anywhere else. But I did this too, but that's another story. So this girl picks him up in like this super pimped up car. Her house is like a giant mansion, not a Japanese mansion, which means apartment, but a foreign like mansion. And yeah, he was like cloud nine. Loved this girl, beautiful, and all this crazy stuff to boot. But with the yakuza boyfriend, he's like, yeah, I'm not going there ever again. Because, yeah, they can kill you, and who the hell are you? You're just another white dude, right? Disappeared of the place of yours, and your country probably doesn't give a shit either. And that's Tokyo. But these girls, yeah, they're beautiful sometimes, but it's like striking gold. One of my exes was that. So they're also ranked from prefectures. So Tokyo, again, probably has 300,000 or whatever. But when I lived in Guma, the countryside, Maybe there was 100,000 or something, like more less than a third of what Tokyo has because of numbers and shit. And she was ranked top 10. I think she said two was the farthest she got. So number two of all of Gunma. And she was amazingly beautiful. When I met her, she said she was 23, and then I found out after she got me that she lied and she was 19, which was crazy. Don't worry, still legal, and it wasn't my fault she lied. And yeah, it felt weird. She had a way better car than me. First date, she gave me like aged whiskey. It's just like, here's a present. And she'd be stopped on the street like every 5 seconds. We'd go outside because they were all customers. And no, these girls don't have sex for money. Especially when they're on the top. Maybe when they're on the bottom, but when you're on the top, no. They just go on fake dates and, well, even when they're on the top, they don't have to go for fake dates. But eventually they go fake dates with their customers to build rapport. And then it's basically scamming, really. They invite them to their bar and then they buy champagne, which is like the men buy champagne from these girls that are like $1,000 and up. There's even $10,000 bottle of champagnes that men buy to celebrate for these girls. And these girls, all they do is they use these, like, oh, you're so cute. Oh, you're so wonderful. Of course you did that. You're amazing. Type of dialogue. And these Japanese old guys just eat it up. And it goes the opposite way. So there's also hosts, and hosts are the male form that do that. So they're the guys in the bar that look really good, and then these girls come in and they do the same thing. Like, oh, you had a bad day, poor you. Women are more like they build the person up, and the male hosts are more people that how you say like show that they care. They're more sentimental. But both of them, the host and the hostesses, at the bar, they just want to get the customer's money. So they're kind of scams. But they don't sleep with anyone, so they're not prostitutes, unlike what most foreigners' ideas of it is. But yeah, it's an interesting life. I entered that when I had the girlfriend, and I also did the host myself a couple times, which is very rare for foreigners. But that's another podcast. Going back on girls, and yeah, so I've met a lot of people that were married and it just doesn't work. A lot of foreigners that had Japanese wives and just said flat out, don't do it. Or they just said, I feel like killing myself. And then, yeah, my newly wed best friend, he looks happy as shit. So, it works for some, but I don't see it working for me. Although I try. Actually, before I end this podcast, there was one more thing I wanted to talk about. So we're talking about dating and girls in Japan, but we didn't talk about Tinder in Japan. So Tinder in Japan is a crazy overflooded market, and the girls on that too are just going to be a cesspool of disease, and you don't want to be dipping your toes or anything into that. There are no good girls to meet on Tinder in Japan, unless you want an easy bang, but then you better wear a rubber. Because often in Japan, girls are saying not for the guy to wear a rubber, and I've heard some crazy, well, crap, I got a baby stories kind of talk here. So always rubber up, people. Always safe sex. So online, don't do it. Bars, don't do it. Clubs, if you love the clubs, do it. But if you do it to get laid, that's a bad way to go. Because there are way dirtier girls in the club. The stories I got for you on that. Actually, shit, let's dive into that too. So the craziest story I heard was a recent story, and that was a guy telling me that he went to go to the bathroom at a club and went pee, and a girl was sucking off another guy, and then that girl went back on the dance floor to kiss another guy. How shitty is that? I mean, wow, right? Not only are you a whore, but now you're just like, gonna give some other guy a mouth STD because you couldn't just decide on one guy before you just flung out your vagina. How crazy is that? And then, I mean, I'm sure guys double dip too. It's crazy, but no thank you. Pass. Yeah, so clubs, whatever. The best way to just find love, you guys, I think, is just to wait, do what you love to do, and it will come to you. But you also have to try. So if you see someone beautiful, you go up to them and you say hi and hope that that's not a club girl. Anyways, guys, I'm pretty sure half of you that were listening to this hate my guts now. The other half love and respect me. And I'm hoping that that will one day be all of you. But since I got about 20 fans right now instead of 2,000, fuck it. No, I'm joking. I love every one of you. And this one's a little bit trashier of one of my ones, but it's a fun topic to talk about. And I hope everyone finds love one day. But probably not in Japan. Anyways, guys, thank you for listening. Please hit that subscribe button on the app. Subscribe on Apple iTunes. If you want to see some crazy stand-up comedy, I am on YouTube now with The J.J. Walters Show, where I'm just doing sketch comedy, trying to bring a little bit of that risque comedy back, but just getting started. So all your likes and subscribes mean millions to me, that I can improve on myself, improve on my podcast, improve on my YouTube and all that crap, and just make you smile and laugh a little. Okay, see you guys. Peace.